This winter, a surge in cases at the Lehigh County Jail left one corrections officer and an inmate dead. Elected officials and lawmakers publicly appealed to the state's top health officials to get vaccines into the jail. 3 months later, the county corrections director tells WLVR the jail has still not received a vaccine supply for inmates. Joseph Welsh is with the Lehigh Valley Justice Institute. He advocates for criminal justice reform.
You've got this setting where you've got a lot of people living in very close quarters in facilities that may not have the best ventilation, whatever. You basically have this COVID boiler.
Next door in Northampton County, officials confirm they don't have supply for inmates either. Both counties have made strides in keeping case counts low over the past few months. Norco currently has none. Lehigh, one. But Welsh says there's a reason to still be concerned: the mutating virus.
We do have these variants out in the general population, which obviously COs are exposed to and other people who come in and out of the jail are exposed to, and the inmates themselves as they come in and out of the jail.
Keeping cases low without a vaccine comes with impacts to quality of life while incarcerated. Quarantines on arrival, restricted movement for almost all hours of the day, and no in-person visitations.
Try this as an experiment. Spend the day in your bathroom. And better yet, spend the day in your bathroom with somebody you never met and just happen to be placed in a room with, or in a cell with. Try that. And then imagine doing that for an entire year.
The Department of Health says it's the responsibility of counties to work with providers to vaccinate inmates. But health networks have to get vaccines from the state. And the health provider for the majority of PA County jails says it can't find any shots.
It does not appear as though the pleas for this patient population are being heard.
Tom Weber is CEO of Prime Care Medical, which runs healthcare for correctional facilities in 34 Pennsylvania counties. This includes Lehigh and Northampton. He says he's been trying to connect with state health officials since December.
We went months without any contact from the Department of Health. So it's been frustrating for us, for the counties, and particularly for the patients who are now frequently starting to ask, when can I get a vaccine?
Weber says a few hospitals have been able to donate their supplies to vaccinate inmates, but it's been rare. Barry Chickichop is spokesperson for the PA Department of Health. He says one of the reasons for the delay was in February, the state decreased the number of providers receiving vaccine supply.
What we found is that we were distributing small amounts of vaccine to a lot of providers, and we could get more vaccine out more quickly if we narrowed that group down.
Many county jails were relying on Prime Care for their shots. Prime Care was depending on the state for supply, and Chickichop with DOH points elsewhere to account for the lack of doses.
One of the factors in the entire rollout of the vaccine has been the lack of availability of vaccine from the federal government, the limited supply that's been coming. And when Johnson & Johnson, a single shot vaccine, became available, that seemed like a good option and opportunity for the county jails.
Prime Care's Thomas Weber agrees.
A one-shot option may be beneficial because we may not be able to guarantee the individual still be in there 28 days after their first shot. So the first shot presented as perhaps the most viable option.
But federal agencies recently paused J&J to investigate a rare but deadly side effect. States were just given the green light to resume its use. Prime Care Medical and the Department of Health told WOVR they have recently resumed vaccine supply talks. But Weber says nothing concrete has been agreed on, so inmates are still vulnerable.
But for a change in circumstances, most of us walking around today have done something that could have resulted in our placement in a county correctional facility, whether it only be for a couple hours, a weekend, or what. So we cannot be judgmental of what brings our individuals into our facilities. They have the right to the vaccines as much as anyone else.
Back in Lehigh County, officials say they are talking with the area's major hospitals to see if they have some extra doses. But for now, across the state, people in county jails are still waiting for their shot. Tyler Pratt, WOVR News.